step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the realm of Drakkus. I take ye to the capital city of the Dreadmoor Empire. That which sprawls over this beautiful land like a black mold on an otherwise perfectly edible slice of golden wheat bread. A wretched mold that spews forth the black smoke of early industrialization. A pulsating mold that spreads its reach and its taint on all it comes in contact with. Here, where the politicians live rich and opulent lives, guarded from the starving, overworked, soot-stained masses, running their war machine of a nation in its quest for total world domination. However, it is not for the sake of bloodshed alone that this nation's sons bleed, kill, die, and conquer every other corner of this world. Their emperor, wizened by a thousand bloody years, was kept alive by foul magics of that cursed lich's crown upon his head. The price to be paid was plunging his realm into constant war, a tribute of souls that most clever of liches would keep the emperor young forever. And indeed he was, for he discovered a war far more profitable than any he could wage against a near-peer nation. A war where his enemy would never storm his keep or even defeat his armies. But a war that would nonetheless fulfill the vile bargain struck and supply the tithe of souls day in and day out. A war
Is it the war on drugs?
A war on freedom. A war on self-expression. A war on drugs.
Yes! We're on the fucking drug side. Hell yeah, let's do it. I can smoke
it. Yeah, we're on the winning side. Let's go.
Hell yeah, boys.
Specifically, Dank Moss. Dear listener, it was a bloody affair to be sure. Harsh punishments were handed out by his loyal agents, the EVIL elves, as described from episode 4 or whatever it was. They struck out to destroy not just the plants deemed bad by he, the emperor, but the stoners who toked upon them. His armies deployed within Dreadmoor's borders in the name of national security, privacy, and even basic elven rights were sacrificed at the seat of power. And his brutal enforcers swore to get the job done, to win a war that by no metric could ever be won. They busted parties, slaughtered Moss farmers, and even went across the border to the doom bogs, the poison lakes they suspected could be used to grow Moss. Kinda like how the CIA allegedly flew over Colombia and poisoned a bunch of farmlands because the dirt that could be used to grow cocaine, but like, don't worry, they weren't poisoning cartel farmlands because they wanted to make sure the cartels who supplied the coke had safe product to flood the inner cities of America with, right? And while this did sate the lich's appetite, the discontent was growing within his people. This exemplified by the so-called St. Patrick's crew, the band of high elf warlocks from episode 4 or whatever. Their pact was made and their own deal was struck. Their charge was to stankify and blazify this shackled realm. And blazify they did. For every party that was busted by the feds, 3 more would be thrown. Many a new stoner would be enlightened by the magic smoke that these 3 elves conjured forth from the very air around. For every moss farm that was destroyed at the hands of the EVIL elves.
What does that stand for?
Oh, it was elves very intent on laughing as they enforce even the most draconian of fucking drug law.
That's a nice acronym. I like that.
Yeah, it spells evil.
You know who the good guy is in this story, and that's the drugs.
Exactly. It's cutting. Yeah, obviously. Just like in reality.
Anyway.
For every moss farm destroyed, 3 more would be set up in the waterways, in people's toilet bowls, and even in one public fountain in the governor's front yard, a giant middle finger to the man. The 3 high elves, Kai, Marikoth, and Sean, fought this war in their own way, and they were damn good at it. The culture of Schlunken Donkin, as it's called, was spread at an unprecedented rate. The time was coming nigh for a great and open protest, the biggest party since Wiztok 69.
Ooh, I remember that one.
To celebrate a bill that was to be proposed at the same time. A bill to finally legalize dank moss and end this war on drugs, at least this specific drug, once and for all.
Yes. One drug at a time, baby.
One drug at a time. Crystal fucking weed player. In the weeks leading up to this gigantic party is scheduled for, of course, 420 in a cluttered but warmly lit living room interior of some local hippie synthesizers. Sitting around schlonking that donkin' with the boys, does our story resume.
Yeah, so anyway, as I was just saying. Oh my god! That's some good shit! here, hand it over. Here, take
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, puff. Man, bring it on over, dude, yeah! Yeah, man!
Yeah, Kai, yeah, oh. Yeah, check this shit out.
I'm Kai.
Who the fuck is he? This shit's too good. I can't even tell you guys apart right now.
Yeah, man. Like, that's Sean, bro. I'm Kai, dude.
I'm Marikoth, man. Bro. Yeah, this stuff is, this will fuck your head up pretty good, man. It's, I think this is the, right. This is the new strain. Goth girl crushing your head in betwixt her thighs. OG.
Oh, shit.
Only, man. If only. Oh.
I tasted the watermelon in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys think that, like, you know, like, straws?
Yeah?
What if they, like, made, like, straw extenders? You know, like, you put a straw on your straw, so you don't have to, like, move your head at all.
Oh, my...
That's pretty heavy, man.
Yeah,
but, like... That got me thinking, though. But, like, does a straw have, like, one or two holes? Or zero.
Oh, man.
Is a straw
it's
hole?
One continuous hole, you know?
No,
if
like,
it was,
what
if
you
it was two holes, there'd be something in between, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, dude, it's like... It's,
there's hole.
No, you
it's
know,
right
you're
in between.
Not thinking
it's
of it like
just
that,
one
man.
Hole. One continuous hole.
Yeah, man, like, once you put your mouth on that straw, dude, it, like, you become part of the straw, dude. It's like one big thing.
It's like the hole continues from the straw into your mouth, out through your asshole, and then with your straw extender, what if we continue the cycle?
You just put
another straw up your ass, and the circle of life
oh,
is complete,
shit,
my friend. You don't gotta eat anymore.
The elven centipede, bro.
But if it's a circle, it's another hole. A circle's a hole, because there's an empty in the middle.
Oh my god! Fucking right, man.
What the fuck, man?
Do you guys think that, like... Do you guys think that they just, like, make... like, parking lots smaller to make them seem more busy?
Hmm. Yeah, it's something that a man would
You're
do, absolutely.
You're on to something there, fuck.
Oh, shit, dude.
They make you pay, like, 12 fucking golden bones for like, an hour? What is that?
Fuck,
shit,
dude.
Man.
You know where you don't have to deal... with goddamn shopping cart fees?
How?
I forgot.
Oh, it's worse, guys.
I should have paid more attention in school, man.
Oh, man. School's fucking lame, bro.
Yeah, fuck school, man.
I've been in school for fucking 86 years at this point, because elves are really old, but also we're still young. We gotta go see fucking Dr. Lask one of these days. I got something to fucking tell him.
I'm gonna give him so much weed that his brain explodes out of the top of his head. And then he's like, Merrikoth, you were totally right this whole time. I was being uncool.
I like, that's a fucking great idea, my friend. Let's do it.
And I'll be like, yeah, it's all good, though. We could just be cool in the future, right?
It's, how many people are out there?
Just the two.
What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
What do you say, girls? Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, what's up?
How many pounds does the average dick weigh?
Oh, my. Okay.
I wouldn't know.
The average, yeah.
How many pounds would you say the average
just
dick
weighs?
Just
take a guess. Take a wild guess.
3 pounds.
What, do you got a scale in your mouth?
I like that.
That's a high idea.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, as I was saying, let's go back to O.J. Simpson Elementary, and let's go see our good old pal Dr. Lask.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember those days. We were fucking chilling in the fucking Rugrats playpen or whatever. Just fucking made a bong out of the rubber duck. Those were the days, man. That pre-K Kush, who fucking could forget?
Man, yeah, it was crazy. It's almost like the government has some sort of incentive to keep parents working long hours as possible, so they could take their kids and inundate them with as much pro-government propaganda and creativity-stunting medication as their tiny, moldable minds can handle. I wonder if there's any far-reaching consequences raising an entire generation of government-loyal subjects with minimal actual skills and a huge reliance on rigid bureaucratic power structures.
That's some deep shit, narrator.
Fucking transition wipe, too. All right, guys, let me tell you. This is my old fucking stomping ground right here. Fucking O.J. Simpson Elementary, good old-fashioned. Let's get inside, and let's go find fucking Dr. Lask. I got my THC squirt tincture bottle at the ready. Once we see him, you guys distract him. I'm going to squirt some of this in his coffee, and he is going to be putty in our hands.
I got a bunch of smoke that I'm gonna put in my mouth and then like puff up my cheeks like a squirrel and shoot them out like smoke rings.
Yes, I like that idea.
Well,
like
bro,
that idea.
Aren't you gonna? Can you hold your breath that long, bro?
No.
Oh shit.
We gotta go quick.
This guy's a doctor, right?
Yeah.
He's a doctor in something.
Do you guys think that he's, like, gonna know anything about my straw idea?
I think you should, yeah.
Oh, you should ask
him. After we get him on our level, we disclose this information.
Once he's cool,
right? And then he'll give us, I feel like he's got a doctorate in something. Like, he's a smart man. And clearly, like.
It might be a propaganda doctorate.
You think so? I don't know. Back before he was a teacher, I heard he was a dentist.
We should ask him.
Yeah, let's go in there.
Dr. Lask stands in front of a large room packed with neat, orderly rows after neat, orderly rows of students. They all stand in complete unison and in silence, standing or facing the flag at the front of the room. For a couple years ago, they discovered that singing the Pledge of Allegiance to this nation could be creative and fun, so now you just gotta stand there for 3 straight minutes holding a salute while they play a little bit of music. Each child has on standard gray attire, a shaved head. They sit in simple wooden stools hunched over their small concrete desks, and beside them is a sleeping bag for when they are told to sleep. Class is in full swing, and the children have just finished consuming their daily ration of nutritionally empty but calorie-dense food byproduct, and their blood sugar is spiking.
This is, like, literally me in middle school. Like, well, holy shit.
I fucking hated this place.
Oh my god.
Obviously. I wouldn't have written this if I liked it.
Fuck middle school.
The walls are stone. The floors are stone. The ceiling has been scrubbed clean of that ugly popcorn texture that the bored creative mind could stare at and find funny shapes in, beckoning a chorus of young elves to respond in kind. He was teaching a lesson to the children about telling the kids to repeat after me, quote, "Free will is bad. The government knows what's best for you, and the government has a right to tell you what to do because some other people voted to give them that right. And taxes are the price we pay to blah, blah, blah society."
We fucking live in a society, man.
Bro, we live in a society, dude.
We fucking live. We literally live in a society.
I'm just interrupting the fucking narrator. It's so good. Like, this is all just playing in our heads as we're walking through the hallway.
There's the door. Okay, we're gonna kick it open. And we're gonna say some cool lines when you get in there.
Alright, let's
And
do
I'm
it.
Not gonna I'm gonna blow some smoke rings. Hang on.
Okay, and as we know, the subatomic particle, the NaCl, is the salt is the basis of life. It is I, Dr. Lask. I am teaching a classroom right
Dr.
now.
Dr. Lask!
You are raising your hand. What do you want?
Dr. Lask!
Yeah?
Where do babies come from?
Dicks and pussies.
Dicks and pussies. Dr. Lask, why do you smell so funny?
How about we just go ahead and kick the door in?
Yeah.
And give me a yell, a tagline.
I don't know.
I can't say anything. My mouth's full of smoke.
I'm blanking out.
Oh, I think it's something.
Just standing outside the door thinking of a fucking one-liner. Dr. Lask walks out. Dr. Lask walks out. Class is over.
That might be funny. Like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing here? I'm
like, we were going to kick the door down.
You guys graduated like 86 years ago. What are you doing?
We're trying to think of a one-liner.
Hey, Dr. Lask. It says gullible on the ceiling.
Oh, huh. You know, they used to have popcorn up there. I probably would have seen it. Meanwhile, I'm squirting a thing in his coffee. Ah, yeah, well, you have quite the imagination, young... What the fuck's my name? Sean. Yeah, Sean! Sean, you are my star pupil until that fateful day I caught you ripping a gravity bong out of a rubber duck in the bathroom.
Yeah, Dr. Well, you know.
That pre-K
Hey,
Bush,
Mr.
Man.
Teacher guy, I got a smoke ring for you! Oh, shit! Oh, wow!
Hang on. After we fire smoke rings at him, he just says, he disappears in the smoke.
Dr. Lask!
Oh shit, man, where Dr. Lask?
And then reappears in a gas mask.
Dr. Lask!
Yeah, that's right. I got my gas mask on. Ha ha ha, you fools. My gas mask and I are immune to your potent herbal magic. Now taste the wrath of my child-beating stick.
Oh, shit, not the stick, boys.
It's got like a +3 to initiative, bro!
I'm a grown-ass man now, Dr. Lask. You ain't shit. You're an old fucking man. You're like 305 years old. Look at your fucking hairline. If you weren't so old, I'd beat the shit out of you right now.
Well, it seems we have come to an impasse. Perhaps we settle this by seeing who could come up with more answers to biology-based questions. Riddle me this! Shane, or whatever your name was, I
Sean.
Don't seem to remember. What is the mitochondria?
Shit, man, that's
the fucking powerhouse of the cell, baby. That's the one fucking thing I remember. Neat.
Damn, I guess we gotta settle this the older-fashioned way. And he unfolds his kid-whipping ruler into a proper adult-whipping ruler.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Uses a child's backpack filled with 60 pounds of useless and soon-to-be-outdated textbooks as a shield.
Oh, guys, we're fucked.
You're gonna be history and I'm fucking done with you, boy. Yeah. Eat shit.
I'm gonna sharpen this pencil into a shiv and fucking yeah, right in the gut.
Holy shit, dude, that's kind of crazy.
I just fucking stab him.
Whoa, dude!
Sit in the middle of the fucking classroom.
Holy shit!
Just sit there looking
Holy
at
Holy shit!
I'm Dr. Lask! Why aren't you moving? Why is all that red liquid coming out your body, Dr. Lask?
That's blood, kids.
Shit. Shit, it looks like he fucking poked me. All right. The three elves, they pin him down, right? And they try to get the gas mask off.
Yeah, we can't get the gas mask off, so it's got to go in the other way. That's
genius
to do it.
Holy shit, you're going to blow smoke in my ass?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, you got to... Listen, man, we're like straws, bro.
All right, yeah, I got the scotch tape. What? You got like 12 straws. Let's get this shit on. Let's get this show on the road.
Don't touch my ass.
Kai, no. Pin him down.
Oh, bro, no, take no, your no. gas straw. Mask oh, off shit. That, bro.
Holy
All right,
go,
in
guys.
There, in the butt, in the butt.
No.
Shh. Now to blow the smoke up one's ass, you, as the phrase goes. And there we go.
Okay, all right.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of. I thought Megastar said the fucking murder episode was I'm blowing smoke up a guy's ass.
And with that, he was broken. Sean fired off a blast that would fry the mind of even the most hardened of drug resistor, and breathes a huge, mystically enhanced breath of that potent herb, specifically the strain of... What was the strain?
Goth girl crushes your thighs in your face, OG, or something like that, right?
That's the one.
That's the one, baby! Callback.
That's the one. At first, there was pain and shock. He tried to hack and exhale through his butthole, but it doesn't exactly work like that. The warlock sealed off his face holes so effectively that this potent spew would have to exit as a fart, but it came in that way. If it had any chance of leaving at all, that was. His mind was so unadapted to the substance, it had no defenses, no tolerances, and it took hold immediately and without resistance, though he willed it so. He demanded his body put up a fight, that it hold on to every bit of propaganda his government liars have taught and wrapped him up,
obey.
Since he himself was a boy government. In this class. He hoped the Dreadmoor government would save him from this forbidden truth he knew he was about to receive.
Oh, my mind's eye! It's opening!
The truth that not only was there a force higher than that of the Dreadmoor government, greater, stronger, and more omnipotent, but benevolent too. Yes, as his mind shot through the top of his skull, blasting apart the roof of this building as it ascended beyond the realm of what I can call the realm. The realm of the gleaming rose gate. Beyond the geometrical shapes and mystical nature of all creation at a speed that had never been experienced by anything ever before.
What the fuck is going on?
He's sailing through.
He realized that he was not being blasted to this other realm, but being pulled to it. Being pulled home by things. No. The thing.
It's beautiful.
The him.
Oh my god.
It was there in that crystalline palace beyond time called him home.
Oh my god.
And with open arms he greeted and told the truth beyond truth.
The ultimate NACL. Salt is the basis of life. I know this now. For truth.
He was still worthy of love.
Oh, that too.
And now that he truly understood, he was to carry this epic burden back down to Drakus and to the good people of the realm. No individual would be spared. No country's border would stop him. And no politician's order would ever even slow him down. For he was to deliver a higher truth to all. That elves are all worthy of love, same as he, the sinner. And in a flash, all that reversed. He warped back into his body even faster than he left it.
Oh!
And he awoke in a daze, his eyes full of tears, and jaw in great pain, for it had never held a smile so genuine for so long. He looked into the joyous eyes of his three former students who crowded around him, positively giddy for... They knew. He knew they knew. But he had to tell them anyway. That otherworldly pleasant smile blasted upon his face, his voice still strained from that smoke, that was now leaking out of his mouth, and he could taste his own farts. And watermelon.
Oh, wow, I taste the watermelon.
He reached into his jacket pocket and retrieved their illegal rubber duck gravity bong from all those years ago and wiped away tears of joy and spoke with difficulty.
Boys, I understand now. I understand everything. Oh my God, I cannot believe I've done such terrible... I took away your rubber duck gravity bong. You were just trying to enlighten your minds. As a doctor, as a man of science, I should have known all along that this was the answer. Now let's take a hit of this shit, boys. What do you say? Right in my office.
And cut to, his head is cut off and fucking explodes. Blood and brains and bone fragments everywhere. Even some of it gets right into Kai's mouth. And all the kids scream in horror.
Dr. Lask!
Dr. Lask, no! Dr. Lask!
While they were distracted, Dreadmore's soldiers came clanging into the room. The commander from episode 4 cackling to himself and decocking his finger gun.
Oh, you bastard!
Well. It looks like I finally caught ya. Time for a long stint in prison. You gotta repay your debt to society by being locked up in a dungeon. At the taxpayer's expense, of course, for I don't know, probably the rest of your lives. That'll teach you for trying to go against the laws written by out-of-touch politicians who definitely went to Jeffrey Orkstein's island.
Alright, you guys know what to do. We have to use the fucking rubber duck and smoke our way out of this situation.
Oh, this is the end of the episode. The elves get captured and then they put in prison.
Oh. That's it?
Yep, that's it. Yeah.